Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Sacred Sunday, our worship experience with Kingdom Gathering Online Church. This is your host, Apostle Vanetta Hare. We thank God that each of you have dialed in. Some of you are listening in live through our Blog Talk Radio channel. We send the blessings of the Lord to you and your household. We are really excited to be back again with you on this glorious day that the Lord has made as we continue our series here this morning on 17 Wisdom Principles for Success. 17 Wisdom Principles for Success. If you have been listening in, we have covered over the last 2 months, now we are in our third month, on these principles. I encourage you to go back through our Blog Talk channel. You can download 24/7 and listen in to the principles we have shared with you thus far. So today, beloved, I'm encouraging you, grab your Bible, grab a journal, something to write with, something to write on, and open up your heart and mind to hear the word of the Lord guarding these wisdom principles for success. God wants you to be successful and to be prosperous in your life. So I've been sharing with you some principles for application in your life, to apply in your life, principles, laws, concepts that you can apply. Not only should you be a hearer of the word, but you must be a doer. That means you must apply God's word, that we're believing for the manifestation of the fruit of his word to come to pass in your life. Amen. So you may need prayer. You may have a prayer request. You may have a praise report. We are live for the next 30 minutes, and we want you to call in. And our guest call-in number is 1-347-945-6272. Again, 345-945-6272. I want to make sure I said that number correct because we have so many numbers. It is 347-945-6272. That's our guest call-in number. As you may have a prayer request or a praise report, you may have a question or comment, and we welcome you joining with us this morning. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer before we go any further. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We welcome your Holy Spirit to rule and reign, the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, the Holy Spirit, the revealer of truth, give us greater revelation, greater discernment, greater understanding of your word today. Lord, we thank you this morning for the many blessings that you have showered down on us this day, that we will be open to hear your voice. Lord, we ask you to bless each hearer that's listening in live, and those that will pray the broadcast, the podcast, the download at a future date. We know your word will go forth in their lives, and it will manifest completion for what you have sent it forth to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Again, beloved, we welcome those that are dialing in, those that are tuning in, those that are downloading. This is Apostle Vanetta Hare. I'm in the great city of Detroit, and this is our Sacred Sunday worship service, our Kingdom Gathering online church. For those who have dialed in, we pray blessings to you. Join us every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We know, beloved, Today was a day that we had a change in our time here in the United States. We are springing forward. So, beloved, we are now 8 a.m., which would normally be 7 a.m. And so many of you may not be listening in live because of the time change, whether you live here in the United States or in another country. We know because of the capacity and capability of social media. I want you to share this on your Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. It's going to be a word of blessing for those that are listening in, because our goal is to raise up authentic disciples, teaching biblical foundations and kingdom principles on discipleship, leadership, and mentoring you to become strong disciples for Christ. Amen. And so as we look at getting back to the Bible, and this year and this month, as we continue to look at these 17 principles of victory and success, our scripture for today is found in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. And I want you to just meditate on this. 1,000 times more blessing. 1,000 times more blessing. So for your hearing, I want to read this passage of scripture that the Lord is speaking to you and to me this morning about 1,000 times more blessing throughout this week until we gather again next week. Let this be the passage of scripture that you are meditating on, that you are praying, that you are decreeing and declaring, that you are confessing over your life and over your family. Deuteronomy 11, for your hearing, the word of God out of the King James. The word of God said, "The Lord God of your fathers makes you 1,000 times so, 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you." Amen. So may the Lord God bless you 1,000 times more and bless you as he has promised. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. That's my prayer for you today, beloved. Meditate on it, decree, declare, and confess it, that the Lord God will bless you 1,000 times more. We're doing a study, and I want you to stay tuned as we come into the month of April, that we will be talking about 1,000 times more blessing. So you're getting a jump start as we teach on the biblical principles of what God is speaking about the power of 1,000. The power of 1,000. Amen, amen. Again, if you need prayer, we are live for the next 20 minutes, and you can call 1-347-945-6272. Amen. And if you're listening in live, share the link right now with a friend, with a family member, a church member, with a coworker. Share it right now, and they'll be blessed as we go into today's message, today's teaching on wisdom principles for and success in your life. Amen, amen, amen. So grab your Bible as I just do a catch up for those who may be listening in for the first time. We started off in the beginning of the year with this series, and I encourage you that you can go back 24/7 and listen in to the previous podcast on this series. Amen. And so these are wisdom principles you need for today. And so the very first one was trust in God. The second wisdom principle or key is humility. The third, confession and repentance. The fourth, integrity. These are wisdom principles, wisdom keys for victory and success in your life. The fifth, a key of courage. Sixth, fellowship. Seven, kindness. Eight, goodness. Nine, thankfulness. 10, joy. Those were the 10 that we have covered thus far here on Sacred Sunday. So we think in terms, beloved, as we continue this word of God this morning, I want you to mark down the next five that we want to cover with you, these wisdom principles for victory and success in your life. So number 11 is self-control. Self-control. We find that, beloved, mentioned in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Let me read that for you, because last week we looked at several of those fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, just shared with you that I just read. So you have to go back and listen to it. But in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's the word of God. So when we look at temperance, self-control, that is a wisdom principle for victory and success in your life. See, how many times in life do we say or do something we regret and wish we could take it back? Think about that. How many times in your life you've said or did something that you regret and wish you could take it back? Maybe you spoke a word. You said something to a loved one, a friend, a coworker, a church member. You said something or you did something that you regret and wish you could reverse the clock, rewind. So this fruit of the Spirit, self-control, it is a wisdom principle for you to have victory and success in your life. So by reaching deep into God's Word and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit and realizing we can do everything in His strength, we can live a life where self-control is exemplified. That's right, beloved. The key to self-control is found in God's Word and depending on and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. We can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. That our strength, our might, everything we do is done in the Spirit of God. That we can live a life where self-control rules and reigns and is a priority and exemplified in each of our lives. Self-control, temperance. I just want to highlight that one today as we continue this series throughout 2017. We're going to go in more depth. The 12th principle, biblical principle for victory and success in your life, beloved, is wisdom. That's right. In James 1:5 tells us that if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So, in other words, beloved, if you're lacking wisdom over some decision that you need to make regarding your marriage, regarding your relationship, regarding your children, regarding your marriage, your spouse, regarding your finance, regarding your health, you want to ask God for wisdom, godly wisdom, to make a decision to guide you. It's have a Lord and a Savior that will help us make good decisions. We want to have wisdom. And so we can pray and we can ask God for wisdom today. If you lack wisdom, if you lack direction, if you lack guidance, that you can ask, and that God would not withhold it from you, but he would give it to you liberally. He would give it to you generously, to you and to me and to all, without finding any fault, that he'll give it to you. Wisdom, godly wisdom. I don't know about you, beloved. I need God's wisdom. I need the God kind of wisdom for life, daily life. What about you? Our next wisdom principle and nugget that we need daily is faithfulness. That's right. Faithfulness. It's faithfulness. See, faithfulness is a principle that will reap rewards in every area of your life. Every area. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, relational, social, vocational. Every area of your life. Last week, I talked about belief. Today, beloved, you have to trust God. You got to have faith in God, that all things are possible. Have a God kind of faith today. Be it in business, where you must be faithful to your goals, your priorities and planning, or in your personal life, where you need to be faithful in your relationships. See, the servant of Christ is faithful in all areas of their life. So faithfulness is a biblical principle for victory and success, to manifest, to rule, to reign, to multiply in your life daily, daily, beloved, daily. Are you faithful to the assignment that God has given you? Because we know it is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Believing and trusting, beloved, we are not going to let the enemy block this word today that you have pressed your way to still hold on We were had some technical difficulties, and it happens, beloved. But I was talking about being faithful. The key principle for victory and success is faithfulness, that you would bear the fruit of faith, a fruit of being faithful, the faithfulness, beloved, that we know, again, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. So it is a biblical principle for victory and success in your life. And then number 14. And I could do 14 as a two-parter, but I want you to have the biblical principle of prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation. As you commune with God. See, the heart of God, our Father, is to have a relationship with you. After all, God sent his only Son to give his life for you and for me, for the entire world. We see that in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So that is the extent to which God pursues you. But the best way we can pursue God is through prayer. What is prayer? Communing with God, talking with God, a dialogue, not a monologue. That as we lift our voices unto God, that as we pray, Psalms 5, beloved, it says in Psalms 5 that you will hear my voice in the morning. Let me read that to you, beloved, because it is a prayer for guidance. So when you start out every morning, that you thank God for another day's journey. Psalms 5 says, I'm just going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. For it says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God. For unto thee will I pray. Shall I hear in the morning? O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Amen. That's the word of God. Psalms 5, verse 1, 2, 3. Here the psalmist is speaking to us, saying that he's lifting his voice, that he's asking the Lord to hear his voice, to hear his cry in the morning. As he meditates, as he ponders, as he reflects on the word of God, that he's telling God that you will hear my voice in the morning, that I will direct my prayers, my conversation with you, first of all. What about you, beloved? As you are asking for wisdom and as you're seeking for success and self-discipline and to be faithful and victorious, because you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that you are a child of God. He wants to commune with you. He wants to hear your voice, that you would pursue him through prayer. Says, as he promised. Think about that, beloved. We can meditate on this word. That's what he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, to be bold and courageous and then to meditate on his word day and night and never let it depart from his mouth. And then he would have good success and make his way prosperous. That he would be victorious. He would be successful. That's what God's word has promised you and me as we pray and as we meditate. Then the last word I want to share is perseverance. In life, you will have challenges, be it in health, finances, marital, career, business, or maybe even a faith crisis. The storms of life are inevitable, but there is good news. An example of people who have emerged victorious through trials, situations, circumstances, situations, victorious. You are victorious, and that the Lord God causes you to triumph over your enemy through Christ Jesus. So as we close out this morning, looking at these biblical principles for victory and success, I encourage you, I challenge you, I charge you throughout this week, listen to this message, this lesson over and over again, and go back to the Word of God and read it out loud. Study. Pray, meditate, decree, declare, memorize God's word over your life for victory and for success. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We've come to the close of our time this morning. I pray that you have been blessed, that you've been strengthened, inspired, encouraged, and empowered by this sacred Sunday worship experience, beloved. We look forward to you being back with us next week as we continue this series of wisdom principles for victory and success in your life. Amen. Amen. Just a couple of quick announcements. Monday through Friday, 5 a.m., we invite you to be a part of our Live at 5 Global Prayer Call, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join with us. The call-in number is 1-712-770-4160. The code number is 313954. Pound. Amen, amen, amen. And then, beloved, we are still interviewing those that have an interest in being a part of our Good Success Mentoring and Coaching Program, mentoring and coaching training and development in life management and business development. Our interviews will continue this week. You can make contact with us via our Facebook page under Minetta Hare, or you can email us at goodsuccessuniversity@gmail.com. Amen. Our program will be starting on March the 20th. So we want you, you, and you to be a part of what God is doing as you attain good success in your life. We want to mentor you, and we want to coach you to be victorious in 2017. And then, beloved, coming up, as we have launched today, Sponsor a Sister, Empower a Woman, Campaign 1000, we want you to become a partner of hope as we continue our community, our national, local, and global outreach to empower women and girls in this season and time. I look forward to you partnering with God through this ministry. We are looking for 1,000 partners. And if God has called you for a time such as this to be a partner of hope of this ministry and to support, sponsor a sister, and Power of Woman, Pain 1000. Because this is Women's History Month. We celebrate it and commemorate it on International Day of Women last week, as well as imagine a day without a woman. A day without a woman. A day without a woman in the worship service. A day without a woman in the church today. And so support what God is doing as he's raising up his daughters of Zion, to go ye therefore and to make an impact globally, locally, and nationally. And then on Friday, Saturday, March the 24th and 25th, we will be hosting our Wise Women of Wealth Global Tour in the Detroit area. We want you to be a part of this three-day conference on personal and professional development. Invest in yourself. Invest in your success. Our focus is women building wealth. Women building wealth. This is a million-dollar entrepreneurial summit. And so if you want more information and details, again, you can email us at faithatworksmission@gmail.com or wisewomenofwealth, the number 1000@gmail.com. We are really excited what God is doing. I want you to mark your calendar. Coming April the 28th, 29th, and 30th, we are hosting the Wise Women of Wealth Women Retreat Empowerment Weekend. We will be sharing that on our social media platform, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and you can register for this dynamic gathering. You're going to be blessed and strengthened, empowered, and encouraged as we share with you the weekend of April 28th through the 30th. Don't miss it. Register now. We got a special Women's History Month special discount going on, and it will end on March the 15th. So you don't want to miss savings that will take place by March the 15th if you register. But those are our announcements that we wanted to share with you this morning. I pray that you will respond accordingly as being led by the Holy Spirit. We look forward to you being back with us again here on Sacred Sunday worship service as we gather on the altar of grace and mercy and intercession. And Apostle Vanetta here. May the Lord God bless you, increase you 1,000 times more as he has promised. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless each of you.